This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've called Kim Zetter. She's a senior writer at Wired magazine for a little context here, because cybersecurity is one of those stories you can't really wrap up in just 90 seconds. So, hey, Kim, how are you?
I'm good, Kai.
So listen, on the theory that a company will get hacked, right? I mean, that's going to happen. So a company, whether it's Coca-Cola or the Metropolitan District of Washington Water Supply, they get hacked and they want to go on the offensive. They want to go do something about it. Can they?
Yeah, no, they can't.
Okay, man. Thanks for coming.
Well, just because there's a law against hackers, there's also a law against, you know, companies hacking back.
Okay, what can they do? I mean, it's a little bit like self-defense, though, isn't it?
Well, you can be self-defensive. You can, you know, protect yourself against an attack. You can't go back after the hacker, though, or after the computer that appears to be attacking you, because that's basically doing what the hacker is doing.
Well, then the logical response to that is, what am I supposed to do? Just sit here and take it?
No. I mean, you can take the defensive measures that you need to take. You can inform law enforcement. Hmm. You can also inform the ISPs or the hosting companies that seem to be hosting servers that are involved in malicious activity. And those things are all done right now. They're done by, you know, the security firms, the antivirus companies. They're done by law enforcement. But you as a private company can't go after the attacker.
What about the federal government then? Is it appropriate, would you say? Is it proper? Is it legal for the federal government to go on the offensive on behalf of, say, Coca-Cola or Microsoft or Lockheed Martin, a big defense contractor, if they have been hacked?
Well, it depends what you mean by offensive. And I think that this is a sort of term that hasn't really been defined well. In terms of the government going on the offensive, they can take certain legal measures. Like I said, they can go after the servers. They can get servers taken down. They can't hack the servers, but they can go after the authorities that host the servers and get those taken down so that they can, for instance, eliminate a botnet's activities.
Remind us what a botnet is. It just does things automatically, right?
A botnet is basically an army of zombie computers that the hackers have taken over. No, you know, your computer or mine, we get some malware on it and it becomes a zombie in their army. And they can use those computers to then attack other computers, to do a denial of service, to take down a website, or to distribute spam, or to distribute malware.
Is there room for and I apologize for this phrase, a public-private partnership in this cyber threat area? I mean, you know, could I, if I'm running Microsoft with $40 billion in cash, can I say to the federal government, listen, I'll pay for $2 billion worth of really good technical cyber stuff because we have no money in the federal government?
Well, interesting. I want to go back to the partnership. Let's take the money off the table for a second here. There are interesting partnerships that are happening right now. Microsoft, for example, has partnered with law enforcement to actually take down botnets. There's also a case recently of Facebook partnering with law enforcement to help take down botnets. So there is, you know, combined activity now. You know, a company, like I said, can't do this on their own, but they can take certain actions that help law enforcement. They can file civil lawsuits against perpetrators if they know who they are, or they can file civil lawsuits to get control of servers, things like that. So there are things that private companies can do, but like I said, they just can't hack back.
Kim Zetter, she's a senior writer at Wired Magazine. Kim, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.